1,600 miles long that curls like a question mark through half a continent, pushes by, smooth and dark, adorned with capricious small whirlpools, at a brisk 10 or 11 knots. The Zambezi ranks with Africa's greatest rivers, as mighty in spirit as the Congo or the Nile, superior in every way to the Kafue or the Ubangi or the Shari. Its history is contorted, torn between war and peace, an access route to an unwitting continent for Arab slavers wielding guns, a corridor for missionaries carrying Bibles and conflicting creeds. Now, however, its very existence is threatened. The Zambezi River is the fourth longest and largest river and river basin in Africa. Beginning in Zambia and flowing down through the Indian Ocean through Mozambique, the Zambezi River Basin covers 8 countries, including Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Tanzania, and Angola. The river is home to many diverse species of wildlife, the beautiful Victoria Falls, and 2 dams that provide hydroelectric power to the region. The Zambezi serves as a home to many species of wildlife. Hippopotamus and crocodile are abundant in many of the calm stretches of the river. Several hundred species of fish live in the river, many of which are endemic, along with the bull shark, which used to live solely in the Zambezi. On the land, nearly 1,100 species of butterflies have been recorded, and nearly 700 species of birds, 15 to 20 of which are endemic to the river basin, including the black-cheeked lovebird and the slaty egret. Unfortunately, due to development in the region, the populations of these wildlife are dwindling. The Zambezi also creates hydroelectric power for the region. The Kariba Dam is one of the largest dams in the world at 128 meters high and generates 6,400 gigawatts per year to Zambia and Zimbabwe. However, the creation of the dam forced the resettlement of nearly 57,000 Tonga people in Zambia and Zimbabwe and is widely considered the worst dam resettlement disaster in African history. The Kahora Bassa Dam is the largest hydroelectric system in southern Africa and is capable of creating 2,400 megawatts of electricity. Located in Mozambique, the Kahora Bassa Dam provides a great deal of economic intake, as much of the energy created is sold to neighboring South Africa. However, these 2 dams have created several environmental problems for the region. The flooding of the Kariba Dam threatens the livelihood of many native species. Operation NOAA, a wildlife rescue project created in the 1950s, helped rescue over 6,000 animals in a 5-year period. However, the wildlife is still facing hardship today. The dam also controls 40% of the river's total runoff, impacting the overall ecology of the Zambezi a great deal. The Kahora Bassa Dam has had environmental problems of its own, namely the Mozambican flood of 2007 that started with the overflow of the Kahora Bassa Lake, leading to the evacuation of nearly 121,000 people in the area.
These environmental challenges are further complicated when faced with the undeniable economic benefits of tourism all along the Zambezi. Falling from the river is the majestic Victoria Falls. At a height of 360 feet and over a mile wide, the falls are the largest in the world. Known as Masi Oyatunya, or the smoke that thunders, the falls are one of the great tourist attractions for both Zambia and Zimbabwe, with over 300,000 visitors annually. From 1990 to 2000, the tourism industry has increased 4-fold at Victoria Falls. However, the development of hotels and other accommodations for visitors has prompted the UN to consider revoking the falls' status as a World Heritage Site. All along the river, tourist activities are leading to environmental degradation that threatens the very landscapes that attract the tourists. Among the environmental problems threatening the river are overdevelopment, waste management, and pollution. For example, the high number of boats on Lake Kariba in Zimbabwe causes a high level of pollution from oil and fuel. Sport fishing has endangered some species of fish in the river. Also, alien species, such as trout and bass, have been introduced to the river to attract more sport fishermen. It is unknown what long-term impact the introduction of new species could have on the ecosystem. The high concentration of people in and around the falls has led to overuse of water and food resources. Specifically, the economic success that stems from turning land into tourist-friendly game reserves deters people from farming that land. As a result, the countries along the Zambezi are producing far less food than they are capable of. Waste from the new towns and facilities that have sprung up to cater to tourists also threatens to pollute the river. Additionally, the curio industry mirrors the success of tourism, springing up wherever new tourism opportunities arise. However, the wood used to carve curios is taken from hardwood forests and frequently from rare species of hardwood trees. The wood is being harvested at an unsustainable rate, and the forests are in danger of collapse.
These environmental concerns are of long-standing. In the 1980s, Southern Africa realized it had a problem. No common framework existed to ensure that water resources were fairly and sustainably managed. In 1985, these countries, together with help from the UN's Environmentally Sound Management of Inland Water, or EMINWA, program, initiated a diagnostic study of the Zambezi River Basin, and so the ZAC plan was born. The main goals of the action plan for the environmentally sound management of the common Zambezi River system, as the ZAC plan is formally known, are to promote cooperation between the riparian nations and to ensure balanced development of the river's water resources. This all sounds great, but what has the ZAC plan actually accomplished 20 years after its adoption? Has it been successful, or is it just another meaningless resolution? Here's what's gone right. Establishing the Zambezi River System Database, or ZACBase, was the major accomplishment Phase 1 of the ZAC plan, undertaken from 1995 to 2001. The ZACBase is located in Lusaka, Zambia, and provides a common point for all states to share information. Experts from the different countries have undertaken joint in-depth studies on subjects such as water consumption and waste from urban and rural areas. These accomplishments are mostly academic and fairly abstract. Despite the Zambezi River's growing environmental challenges, plans to address these issues remain just that, plans. The riparian nations have not moved beyond the strategizing stage despite 20 years of study, experts, and funding. Widespread political changes throughout the 1990s in Southern Africa, such as the end of the apartheid era in South Africa and the ongoing political turmoil in Zimbabwe, have distracted attention from the environment and made consistency difficult to achieve. Due to the multitude of environmental issues facing the Zambezi River Basin, there is no one common cause to rally around. It will take a further deterioration of the water resources to convince the riparian nations to take action. However, given the importance of the Zambezi River to Southern Africa, inaction is a very dangerous course.